So President Donald Trump's campaign is airing an ad called We Remember in Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mass incarceration has put hundreds of thousands behind bars for minor offenses.
And it features a number of clips of Joe Biden speaking in the 1990s about tough-on-crime laws that he supported.
Every major crime bill that's come out of this Congress has had the name Joe Biden on that bill.
We do everything but hang people for jaywalking in this bill.
And Trump's ad is really aimed at Black and Latino voters and, you know, explicitly says that these laws that Biden supported hurt Black people. This is also happening as Trump retweeted a video of a apparent Trump supporter saying white power. He's called Black Lives Matter a symbol of hate. So he is running these ads at the same time that he's doing that. But it's giving a lot of Democratic strategists from 2016 deja vu. Those sort of comments and his history, which included things like calling for the death penalty to be reinstated amid the Central Park 5 case, did not stop him from successfully reducing turnout among voters of color for Clinton in 2016.
I'm Jeremy Siegel. This is Politico Dispatch. And today, Holly Otterbein on how the Trump campaign is taking a page from its own book to chip away at Joe Biden's support ahead of the November election.
They are often the kinds of kids that are called super predators. No conscience, no empathy.
In 2016, the Trump team had a plan to reduce support for Hillary Clinton among Black and Latino voters in key swing states. So they did this through TV advertisements and digital videos.
Some are new to politics completely, and they are living in their parents' basement. That is a mindset that is really affecting their politics.
And those spots highlighted past comments that Clinton had made about, quote, super predators, which many saw as a not so thinly veiled reference to young Black people at the time, as well as her advocacy for the 1994 crime bill, also supported, of course, by Joe Biden.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
And it worked. In 2016, Black voter turnout dropped in a presidential race for the first time in two decades, dropping from about 67% to right under 60%. And this hurt Clinton, particularly in cities and key swing states like Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hold on.
Stand by.
There's a big old call to make right now, and that is Fox News is projecting that Donald Trump has won the state of Wisconsin. Donald Trump has won the state of Wisconsin. That's 10 electoral votes. That brings Trump up to 232, and he has officially pierced the blue wall that she needed to hold on to.
Now you're reporting that Trump is trying to do something similar against Joe Biden. What exactly is his strategy here?
Trump's team is yet again trying to reduce support among Black and Latino voters for Joe Biden. And they're doing it in much the same way that they did with Clinton in 2016. They do not expect, or they're not trying to win minority voters. What they're trying to do is just slice into Biden's support so that they are not supporting him as much as they are currently. And so they're doing this in a few ways. They're running TV ads, trying to draw attention to the fact that Biden supported these tough on crime bills in the 1990s. And they're also running Spanish language ads attacking his mental fitness. And they're doing this in key swing states. The Spanish language ads are running in Florida, Arizona, and New Mexico. They've spent more than $2 million on these ads already in the last 3 weeks. To just give you a sense of how similar this is, I reached out to Karen Finney, who was a spokesperson for Hillary Clinton in the 2016 campaign, and she said, yeah, they are using the same playbook as they did in 2016. And she warned, as someone who obviously saw the impact of this on her candidate, that Biden cannot take Black voters for granted.
Well, how is the Biden campaign responding to this?
So the Biden campaign makes a few arguments. First, you know, they say that 2016 is a lot different than 2020.
Grand Rapids, are you ready to make America great again?
Trump was, you know, widely expected to lose in 2016. And so they argue that it was easier to persuade voters to stay home at that point.
We're hours away from a once-in-a-lifetime change. We're going to have real change, not Obama change.
You know, now voters have seen Trump govern for the last 3.5 years, and the Biden team says, you know, that includes his handling of the coronavirus, which has disproportionately hurt Black and Latino voters. And, you know, they say he's been fanning the flames of racism amid these protests against police brutality. And so all of that makes this a very different moment than in 2016. At the same time, they say they're not taking Black voters and Latino voters for granted. And they have done a few things to prove that. They released 2 digital ads last month that were aimed at Black voters, promoting Biden's civil rights record. And they've also recently done some outreach to Latino voters as well. They're on track to spend about $1 million in the last month on Spanish language ads. They've hired several Latino political operatives, and they've also brought a pollster on from Latino Decisions. So they say it's a different time, but they also are well aware of what happened to Clinton in 2016, and they are not taking these voters for granted.
Do you think that's enough? Because, I mean, at the core of this is the potential for a lack of support or a lack of turnout among voters of color for Joe Biden. Do you think he is doing enough to win that support?
So a few things. You know, this Trump strategy is a strategy that relies on the race tightening. Right now, Trump is behind Biden by about 9 percentage points in national polling averages. In swing states like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, it's a little bit less. It's like between 6 and 8 points. But still, that is a large enough margin that it makes it difficult, if not impossible, for Trump to pull off this strategy. However, at the same time, if the race gets tighter, Democratic operatives say this strategy could hurt Biden. And one particular place to keep an eye on is his support among Latino voters. He, even, you know, as Trump has been kind of in free fall among many other voting blocs in the last few months, Biden is still underperforming Clinton among Latino voters. Now, to be clear, Biden is still winning Latino voters, but he's just doing so less at this point than Hillary ultimately did in the 2016 race. Biden's campaign, as I noted, has recently made some moves to try to show that they are taking the Latino vote seriously. And there have also been super PACs that are providing air cover for Biden among Latino voters. And they are run by former top aides to Bernie Sanders. So one of the issues Democrats think that's behind this underperformance among Latino voters is that many Latino voters in the primary supported Sanders over Biden. So that's just one area to watch. If Trump's campaign strategy is successful, that may be one area that it could be successful in.
Holly Otterbein, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
Also today, the number of confirmed deaths due to coronavirus worldwide is now higher than 600,000. This comes as countries like the U.S., India, and South Africa are struggling to keep the pandemic under control, and several regions across the world are reinstituting measures aimed at curbing the spread of the virus, including Hong Kong, Barcelona, Amsterdam, and Melbourne. According to Johns Hopkins University, the largest toll is in the U.S., with more than 140,000 deaths, followed by Brazil and the UK. Cases are also rising. The World Health Organization says on Saturday, nearly 260,000 new infections were reported, marking its highest one-day number yet. And
when people proudly had their Confederate flags, they're not talking about racism. They love their flag. It represents the South. They like the South. People right now like the South.
President Trump is defending his opposition to removing Confederate symbols and once again threatening to veto legislation that would rename U.S. military bases named after Confederate figures.
I don't care what the military says. I do. I'm supposed to make the decision. Fort Bragg is a big deal.
In an interview with Fox News on Sunday, Trump reiterated that he would veto the pending National Defense Authorization Act, which gives hundreds of billions of dollars for defense spending due to provisions calling for bases to be renamed, saying history would be lost. The president's opposition to the measure comes despite the fact that it not only has bipartisan support in Congress, but also the support of top military leaders. Subscribe to Politico Dispatch wherever you get your podcasts. And if you can, leave us a rating and review on your favorite app and tell a friend to check out the show. I'm Jeremy Siegel. Thanks for listening.